Welcome back. This is day seven on how to get rid of pain in your body. So today we are going to end this 7-day series with one of my favorite exercises. In the back muscle, you have a muscle called the multifidus. Now, you probably have never even heard of the multifidus unless you're one of my students. The multifidus is a deep spinal extensor muscle. It runs really deep in the spine. And it runs all the way from the sacrum, and the fibers actually go right down almost into the tailbone and go all the way up into the neck, into the cervical spine. So this is a really important muscle to engage. It's also one of the major muscles that's responsible for holding the vertebrae in place. And when the vertebrae aren't really held in place, it can cause a lot of problems with, disc issues and those sort of things. So it's really important to keep this muscle operating and working really well. One of the other interesting things about this muscle is it is a spinal rotator. So it's actually one of the muscles, along with many others, that's responsible for spinal rotation. A lot of people complain about pain in their neck or pain in their shoulders. And what I've come to realize is a lot of that pain, the source of that pain, is often from the multifidus not functioning correctly and other muscles being recruited to do its job. Okay? So what we want to do is do a very simple exercise. I've kind of saved this one for last just because it is a little bit more involved. But you're going to feel results really quickly if you do this and try and do it as often as you can. If you have any kind of disc issues in your body, any kind of spinal problems, even any kind of shoulder or neck problems, do this pose. You will get really great results by doing this particular exercise. So, very simple. Come onto your hands and knees. And you're going to recognize this pose because a lot of fitness instructors and a lot of personal trainers, physical therapists will actually teach this pose. They teach it for a variety of reasons. One of them is core muscles and working on core muscles. You're going to notice that your stabilizer muscles are not very strong, some of you. But again, this is one of the best muscles to work the multifidus. So, we're going to start by lifting the right leg up. And you can do this with me. You're going to lift the leg up as high as you can. Now, you might notice that I kind of lowered my right hip a little bit. There's a tendency to do this. You don't want to do that. You just want to lift the leg up and kind of have a feeling or a sense that your hips are level with each other. Then you're going to lift the opposite arm up. So the leg and arm is lifted. And then the last part of this is to lift up the arm and leg as high as you can, and you're going to feel that kind of muscle right in the middle of your lower back, kind of like really engaging. That's awesome. Lift the chest up if you can, and again, we're going to hold for 6 seconds. So that was five and six, and then lower down. Okay? So we're going to do it on the other side now. So lift up the left leg, level the hips out. Lift your right arm up, and then lift both the arm and the leg up as high as you can, and then lift the chest. And then hold for one, two, three, four, five, and six, and then lower down, and come back again to the right leg. Lift the right leg up, lower the hip, lift the left arm, and then lift them both up as high as you can. One, two, three, four, five, six, and then lower down. Lift the left leg up. Lower the hip a little bit. Lift the right arm. Lift both the arm and the leg as high as you can. Remember to smile. Lift the chest up. Hold for two, three, four, five, and six, and lower down. And lift the right leg up. And lift the left arm up. Lift both the arm and the leg, and then lift the chest and hold one, two, three, four, five, and six, and lower down. And lift the left leg up. And lift the right arm up. And lift up as high as you can. Lift the chest. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6, and lower down. Good. We're going to do it 3 more times each side. Lift the right leg up. Lift the left arm up. Lift both the leg and the arm. Lift the chest. Hold 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and lower down. Lift the left leg up. Lower the hip a little bit. Lift the left leg up higher. Right arm up. Lift both up. Lift the chest. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and come on down. Good. 2 more times. Right leg, left arm. Lift both up. Lift the chest. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and down. Lift the left leg up. Lift the right arm up. Lift both up as high as you can. Lift the chest. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and down. Last time, right leg. Don't give up yet. Lift the left arm up. Lift both up as high as you can. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Lower down. And last side. Left leg up, right arm up. Lift up as high as you can. Lift the chest. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6. Whew. Worked up a little sweat there. I hope you did as well. Thank you so much for joining us in these series. I hope that they've really helped you out a lot. Please remember to keep doing these exercises and stay well in health. Namaste.